们再一起祷告。
Let's pray。
阿爸天父，在这个美好的时刻，你自己在向我们说话，向我们显明你的心意，打动我们的心，充满我们的心，引导我们的心。感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们一起来看这个《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
25-36 节。
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 25 to 36.
请你帮助旁边的人翻圣经，那你也可以看前面的这个幻灯。
You can help those around you with the Bible, and you can also look at the slides. Acts chapter 2, verse 25.David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried.And his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear.For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make my enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
我念其中的这个几节，二十九节。弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明地对你们说，他死了。也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中的一位坐在他的宝座上。三十二节，这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵。就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上。三十六节，故此以色列全家当确实地知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。今天我们借着这样的一件事情，让我们再一次被上帝自己来激动我们。
Let God encourage us today with these words.
我为这段经文这样一个事情设下这样一个标题，就是赐圣灵的主与新的生活群体。
I set the title for this as the Lord who gives a spirit and community.
The new life community.
And the new life community.
就是教会。就是 church。我们今天所以出现在这里。
Today we appear here today together，
就因为有《使徒行传》我们刚刚所念的那个事情发生。
It's because of the words that we just read in the book of Acts。
那么这件事情叫做五旬节圣灵降临。
And this event is the Holy Spirit descendance on during Pentecost。
那么这样一件事情在过去。的历史当中有许许多多的了解，许许多多的这个讲法。
Historically, there have been many different explanations and interpretations of the event.
那么也有许许多多不同的这个经验
and different experiences.
那当我们回到2000年这一件事情
and when 2000 years ago we go back to this event,
到底这件事情要表达什么？上帝要向我们证明什么
？What does God want to prove through the events?
上帝到底透过这件事情要证明、要说明什么
？What does the Lord want to tell us? What does He want to say to us?
就是彼得站起来解释了这样的一个事。
And that is when Peter stands up to explain about the Lord.
而彼得的解释不是彼得的解释。
And actually, Peter's explanation is not from him.
但你说彼得是受圣灵感动，所以他这样解释。
You say, well, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, and that is what he said.
这样的一个 politically correct 的答案呢，是没有人敢挑战的，就是圣灵感动，所以他解释。
This is a politically correct explanation.
但是事情不是只有这样子。
But this does not happen.Only as such.
我们常常让人一个感觉，我们讲一些话，人家是没有办法再否定的，只是没有办法再否定，但是没有办法再进一步了解。
Sometimes when we say things, people are not able to correct us, but it also means that they cannot further explain the event.
彼得这样解释，凭什么他这样解释？
What's the basis of Peter's explanation?
他有根据了吗？
Is there any basis?
他有这个事情可以证明的吗？
Is there any proof?
还是只是与我们基督徒说这个是圣灵感动完了
or we just stop there that this is because of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
首先是主耶稣告诉他。
Firstly, it's because Jesus told him.
主耶稣在升天以前告诉他们说你们要等候。
Because before Jesus ascended to heaven, he says, you have to wait.
等候圣灵降临浇灌。
To wait for the Holy Spirit to descend.
所以这是来自于耶稣先事先先说的。
This all happened before the event happened.
那么，这样的一件事情又是什么意思呢
？What does this all mean then？
你就看到彼得怎么说呢
？You see what Peter says here.
彼得说，这个圣灵之所以这时候降临在这一百二十多个人的身上。
When the Holy Spirit descended on these 120 people,
是因为耶稣的关系。
It's because of the Lord Jesus.
是因为他们奉耶稣的名祷告敬拜。
It's because they pray in the name of Jesus.
这样的一件事情，我们不是犹太人，我们不明白什么意思，也没有意思的。
For us, as non-Jews, this may not have meaning to us.
所以任何这个。五旬节的事情，如果脱离这个犹太人跟旧约的那种了解呢，会被成解释成另外一些的经验。
If we leave this and not explain it on the basis of Jewish custom, we will be off track.
因为它这个是跟犹太人分不开的。
Because it's inseparable from Jewish tradition and custom.
犹太当时的信仰。
Because for Jews at the time,
他们知道
，they know
一件非常重要跟根本的事。
And it's a very basic fact.
只有上帝才会赐圣灵。
Only God can give of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是只有上帝本身差派或者赐下才会出现。
It is only from God that it will appear and will descend.
没有任何一个人
，No other person
会使到会能够差派圣灵跟使到圣灵出现。
Is able to send the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to appear.
你回到整个旧约的这个信仰的以色列人的信仰里面。
When you look back at the Old Testament, what the Jews believe.
再伟大的这个仆人像摩西。
Even the great prophets like Moses.
再伟大的这个先知以赛亚或者是以西结。
Or the prophets Isaiah and Ezekiel.
甚至这个以利亚、以利沙。
Elijah and Elijah.
你都看不到他们差派圣灵。
You see that they did not send the Holy Spirit.
没有所谓奉摩西的名，然后圣灵充满。
No one said because of Moses, the name of Moses, then someone is filled with the Holy Spirit.
没有的。
No.
但是对于我们非犹太人，对于我们其他的这个民族的这个宗教里面，关于所谓灵的事情。
But for us as non-Jews and also because of secular religion, our idea of spirit.
跟灵怎么会发生？ And, 我们有完全不一样的了解。
And how spirits exist, then we have a different understanding.
但是我们不能够用这些读进去。
But we can't read the verses, the words.
因为这里是耶和华上帝。
Because this is Yahweh, the God.
是那一位跟以色列这个民族挂钩的这个上帝。
The God who is tightly linked and close.To the Jewish Israelite community.
所以他们很惊讶，为什么我们奉耶稣的名祷告敬拜，竟然受圣灵。
And so they were shocked that when they pray in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit descended on the people.
也因为这样的这个事情。
And because of these events.
所以耶稣复活什么意思呢
？So what does it mean when Jesus was resurrected?
就是上帝平反他。
And that is because God raised him.
Vindicated
him.
你们说他不是王。
You say he's not a king.
你们说他说的那些都不对。
You say what he has said, no, they are not true.
然后你叫他改，他又不肯改。
And you ask him to change, but he resisted.
然后我们就把他钉死。
And so we crucified him to the cross.
上帝叫他复活。
And yet God asked him to be resurrected. Why?
不是要显一个神迹给人看。
It's not create a miracle for people to see.
是要证明说他说他就是。
To prove that what he say he is, is true.
那么又在怎么证明上帝证明他对呢？
And how, why is proof is there to say that God says that is right?
上帝再用这一件事求告耶，又透过耶稣求告上帝把灵赐下。
And through Jesus Christ, he was able to ask for the Holy Spirit to descend on the people.
彼得在三十这个六节就是这样子结论的。
And this is the conclusion of Peter in verse 36.
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣。
The one whom Jesus whom had crucified,
上帝已经立他为主，
God has made him Lord,
就是跟上帝一样，
same as God,
也为基督了，
and Christ,
也就是那一个被指定的，
and the chosen one.
为什么？
Why?
复活，
to resurrect.
不单复活，因着耶稣的名，圣灵降临。
Not only to resurrect, but because of the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit came on the people.
上帝借着这样的作为。来证明
through his acts, God has proved.
彼得是犹太人。
Peter is a Jew.
第一代的这个门徒都是犹太人。
The first generation apostles, they were all Jews.
后来保罗在大马色也经历类似的事情。
And Paul saw in Damascus, he also experienced similar events.
他们明白过来。
They understand.
这位耶稣不是只是那个木匠的儿子。
Jesus is not just a carpenter's son.
他真的是很特别的一位。
He is truly a unique person.
证明。
It's proven.
你们把他钉死，否定他。
The one you crucified, whom you disbelieve.
他为什么被钉死？
Why was he crucified?
他被钉死就是因为他说了一些话，他做了一些事。
He was crucified because of the things he said and done.
然后他做的那些话，他做的那些事是什么事？什么话？
What are all these things that he had said and done?
就是一直在讲他是谁，他很特别。
And that is saying who he is, his unique identity.
你们不能够接受，不能承认，你们把他拒绝，
you、
你们把他除掉。
You could not accept him, and then you crucified him, and you removed him.
上帝呢平反他。
And God vindicated him.
好像从上诉庭这样，上帝呢重新判断他是的，所以叫他再活起来。
God has resurrected him to show that he is right.
因为如果就这样死了，就是他们对，你看。对，所以死了就是对。
If Jesus just died and not resurrected, then he would be proven wrong.
复活就是说他们错了，上帝说耶稣说的是对。
His resurrection shows that the people were wrong and that God was right.
其实还有多一件，就是把他接升天。
And there's another part to be brought ascended to heaven.
然后他被接升天做什么呢
？And when he was ascended to heaven, to do what was he to do？
上彼得说他从父领受圣灵。
Peter said from God he received the Spirit.
三十三节又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见的浇灌下来。
He was exalted to the right hand of God, and he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what.
所以透过这样的过程
，and through this process,
第一代的信耶稣的犹太人知道。
The first generation believing Jews, they know,
耶稣竟然成为也是赐圣灵的主。
Jesus has become, the Lord who can, allow the Holy Spirit to send the Holy Spirit.
这个在旧约里面就只有耶和华上帝作为。
In the Old Testament, it was only Yahweh.
所有信就犹太的犹太人都知道这件事
all,
承认这样的事
all the Jews know this and they understand this
现在竟然有一个事实这一位拿撒勒人耶稣的名也使人受圣灵
now there's a new reality Jesus of Nazareth is also able to give of the Holy Spirit
你就只能够归纳说结论是他竟然也跟上帝同等
And now you have to conclude that he is on the same level as God.
上帝真的是立他为主为王，在他的右边，就是跟他一样。
Truly, God has exalted him to his right hand.
这是由事实表达的。
This is represented in the truth and reality.
这个不是由一些道理来促成的。
It's not through interpretations or discussions.
不是一个系统的一个观念。
It's not a systematic thought.
是上帝在人当中做。
It is something that God has created in the midst of man.
那么现在我们再进一步，这样的一个事情出现做成了，又表示什么
？And so when this thing has happened, what does it mean?
我们 又是要用旧约才有办法正确的来想这样的事情。
And we can only understand this through the Old Testament.
第一，这个是父上帝创造的。
First, it is a creation of God.
这是一种创造。
It is a creation.
是上帝重新在人的当中，再把人带回本来的那个创造的那种情况。
God has brought people back to the original creation state.
我们回到创世纪的时候，
When we go back to Genesis,
我们看到神创造，
We see God creates.
圣灵跟上帝的话在创造当中创造。
God through his words and through the Holy Spirit creates.
然后整个创造从此要在神的同在、神的充满底下来运作。
And so the whole creation works. In the midst of God's work, handiwork,
神自己也在当中，
and God was in the midst of it.
神的灵也在当中， and God, 一直不断的在运行。
And God's spirit was amongst the His creation.
但是当人背叛上帝犯罪的时候，
but when man betrayed God, when man sinned,
上帝离开了，
God left.
上帝的灵离开，
His spirit left.
这样的事情在旧约的以色列的民族身上，你看得更清楚。
And through this, the Jewish community, they could see this even clearer.
但是上帝说他要再回来。
But God says that he is coming back again.
他要再救赎。
He wants to save his people.
他要使这个正常的现象再回来。
He wants normality for his people again.
我们只要很快地看接下来两章这个以赛亚书里面的经文。
We're going to continue to see in the book of Isaiah.
在这里呢，上帝应许说他的灵重新回来，重新使到事情呢再正常。
We see that God's spirit comes back again and tries to create normal situation for his people.
这个是32章的。
Chapter 32.
那么接下来我们看这个是44章的。
And 44.
这个就是整个上帝要做的事情。
This is the creation of God.
这也就是什么叫做敬拜上帝。
And what this is what it means to worship God.
什么叫做我们是信神的？
What does it mean to believe in God?
就是我们是属于神。
That is, we belong to Him.
而神在我们当中。
And God is amongst us.
而神在我们当中引导我们，跟我们一起生活。
And He guides us and He teaches us how to live.
然后他的圣灵在我们当中使我们跟他完全配合。
And His Holy Spirit allows us to work with Him in partnership.
然后把神的这个创造的那个美好的那个心意把它实现出来。
And to fulfill God's great intentions for us.
这就是我们重新认回这个上帝。
This is what it means to come back to God.
而这也是上帝在现在继续要在我们当中，过去在以色列当中要实现。
And this is what God wants to accomplish in us now and what he has been trying to accomplish in the Israelites in the past.
而以色列百姓犯罪，离弃上帝，不认上帝。
And when the Israelites betrayed God and then they sinned and they left God,
上帝离开了。
God left them.
但是上帝说我要再回来。
But God says, I want to return, I want to come back.
我要再把这个正常的、丰富的、丰盛的再带回来。
I want to bring abundant life back to you.
而主耶稣就完成了这样的工作。
And Jesus has fulfilled such work.
我们今天也在继承，也在分享上帝这样的一个心意。
Today we inherit God's intentions for us.
我们要从这里去感受到说，神对这个被造界就是这样子的关爱。
We feel God's love for His creation.
虽然我们每天在报纸上看到有很多坏消息。
Today we see bad news in the papers every day.
我想报纸不登坏消息，报纸大概没有销路。
I think that if the papers were not to have bad news, then they wouldn't sell.
自从我从创造的神学重新认识这个信仰之后，
When I come to know about religion through creation theology again,
我重新换了样一个心境跟一个心态。
I changed my mindset.
我发现到说，其实上帝在告诉我们，这个他所造的这个世界，大多数的时候是好事在发生的。
Discover that God tells us that most of the time, good things are actually happening in His created world.
尤其是上帝那个创造跟不断创造是一直在发生。
That God's creation and creating continues to go on.
我们过去那一种把整个世界涂得很黑，是世界犯罪堕落败坏，然后呢就看到只有坏事，这样的一个了解不恰当。
I think it is inappropriate for us to have this mindset that the world has fallen and that things are negative and destructive all the time.
我们今天要重新看到上帝没有离弃这个被造界。
We want to see today that God has not abandoned His created world.
而上帝的这个重新创造已经开始了。
And that His renewing His creation is renewed.
而且他不会停止。
And He does not stop creating.
他要带到更完美。
And He wants to bring it to a better.
而我们这些就是他造成的。
And we are the people He has created.
他还要继续在教会当中再做更大更美的这样的一个更新创造。
And in the church, He wants to create something even more beautiful.
我希望你看到这个的时候，你发现到说属于教。教会跟在教会里面服事是价值是无上的，没有可以比的。
I want you to see that this and also serving in the church and creating the church is something of unlimited value.
不是因为你退休了没有事情做来教会做事情，不是因为你时间有空了你来教会做事情，而是你重新看到上帝这么伟大的创造更新美好的事，你来参与。
You do not serve in the church because you have time after you retired or because you are free. Then you serve in the church. You want to see that there is value and this beautiful value creating.And working in God's church.
你就是在怎么忙碌，你发现到说，我如果只是为做钱财劳劳碌碌，为什么我不争取时间来跟上帝一起做这么美的工？
If you're busy in your career and earning money, why not I spend time in God's work and doing God's beautiful work?
今天很多人愿意做义工。
Today many people volunteers.
因为他发现到那一种对别人的付出跟关怀非常有意义。
Because they find meaning in serving other people.
但是
，But
教会就是上帝这样的一个伟大这样的一个这个更新的工作。
But the church is God's ministry for creation.
我希望你重新看到这样的一个事情的价值。
I want you to have a new view, point of view about the value of work in the church.
也珍惜喜莲堂我们过去130年我们所做跟所累积的这样的一个留下来的一个遗产。
And to treasure the rich history and inheritance that our 130 years of church building has left.
也再一次看到上帝给我们在我们当中我们所有的资源能力，我们怎么样为他透过这个喜年堂，我们在跟上帝一起来同工。
And to see that all the resources and manpower and the resources that have been given to our church and how we can work together with God for our church.
当你看到上帝是一个创造跟一个继续创造跟一个不停止创造的上帝的时候，
When you see God as one who creates and continues to create and is non-stop creating,
是你看到人一直在破坏，犯罪的人一直在破坏。
You see people who are sin and continue to destroy.
但是你看到上帝没有放弃，上帝一直在更新，上帝一直在更新。
But you see, God has not stopped creating because of this. He continues to create and make things good.
这样的事，上帝没有停止。
God has not stopped at all.
上帝也要透过喜年堂要做的更多，能够做的更大。
And God, through Jubilee Church, is going to create more and bigger and better things.
我每个人都要看到这样的一个心愿。
All of us should have this vision.
保罗就是看到这样的心愿。
Paul saw this.
接下来我很快的。给大家看到保罗在以弗所书这些动人的这些的这个话。
I want you to see and I want to share with you Paul's moving words in the book of Ephesians.
他说我们这些已经信了福音的。
He says that those of us who have believed the gospel
就受了所应许的圣灵。
We have received the promised Holy Spirit.
圣灵已经在你身上。
We were marked, we were sealed.
我们不同意一些灵恩教会的讲法，除非你说方言，除非你有一些的这个经验，那才叫做圣灵充满。我不同意。
I do not agree that in
这个不是圣经的讲法，这个不是最正确的解释。
I do not agree with other churches who say that you have to speak in tongues or then the Holy Spirit can descend on you.
我也不同意传统的讲法说圣灵是在你洗礼的时候，那么。才领受，或者圣经从来没有定说圣灵在什么时候一定你才是领受圣灵。圣经从来没有这么讲。
I also do not agree with the traditional church teaching that the Holy Spirit descends on you only at the time of baptism. The Bible does not say at which point the Holy Spirit descends.
圣经很清楚的说，凡是因着耶稣就领受圣灵。
The Bible clearly says that those who believe in Christ, you have been marked, we have received the Holy Spirit.
然后保罗说。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有所充满，就是圣灵所充满的。
Paul says that the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
我们今天就是圣灵所充满。
We are filled with the Holy Spirit today.
圣灵的事情不是去花时间说我怎么知道我被充满，我怎么知道我充满，这个不是圣经教导的。
The affairs of the Holy Spirit is not how we are going to fill ourselves with the Holy Spirit. This is not what the Bible teaches.
圣经是说去顺从圣灵，去服从圣灵。
The Bible tells us to obey the Holy Spirit.
就去倚靠圣灵。
And to depend on Him.
就知道现在我们是被圣灵充满。
To know that today we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我就去倚靠圣灵。
So I can depend on Him.
什么叫做我就去倚靠圣灵？
What does it mean then?
我更加热切的去祷告。
So I pray more fervently.
我更加热切的去关心。
And to care for others.
我更加热切的去行动，我更加热切去学习，我更加热切去见证。
That because of the Holy Spirit, I can be more fervent. I can pray. I can help others.
因为知道我在做这些的时候
，Because when I do this，
圣灵也一起在做。
The Holy Spirit is working together with me。
就好像那一些在海边冲浪的那一些冲浪儿这样子。
Like those people who are surfing。
这个是 G.I. Packer 用的形容，我很喜欢。跟着这样的一个浪，跟着在一起走。
To flow together with the waves。
你不用等到说有没有浪扑向我。
Not to worry whether the waves are coming towards you.
也不用在那边祈求等候说等圣灵充满。
And not to wait and pray, wait for the Holy Spirit to fill you.
你说有啊，耶稣吩咐他的门徒啊。
You say yes, Jesus asked his disciples.
那个是五旬节的一个个案。
That is a special event, unique event during the Pentecost.
我们不用一个 case 来变成一个 universal rule.我们不用一个个案把它转成一个普世的一个原则。
We do not generalize just based on one event.
保罗再继续说，我们就是圣灵所居住的殿。
Paul further says that we are the temple for the Holy Spirit.
二章二十一、二十二。
A dwelling place, a dwelling in which God lives.
然后在第四章这一段经文里面，他说我们已经被由圣灵使我们合一。
In chapter 4, he says that we have been unified by the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵把我们带到主耶稣的身体。
Because the Holy Spirit brings us to the body of Christ.
所以是圣灵使我们合一了。
So that there's unity in the Spirit.
我们已经是合一了。
We are already unified.
但是我们要用温柔、谦虚、忍耐、爱心、互相宽容去保持这个合一。
But we are to use gentleness and loving heart to care and to nurture this unity.
而不是我们用谦虚、温柔、忍耐、爱心、加和万事兴 去造成合一。
It's not that we create this unity by our caring, by our
不是这样了解的。
This is not the understanding.
这样的神学不对。
This theology is not right.
是因着圣灵已经使我们同属于基督，因此我们合一的。
It is because the Holy Spirit has unified us already.
但是我们有不同。
But so there's a difference.
所以我们还会有摩擦，我们会有张力。
So there's a difference amongst us. So there are sometimes there's still friction.
所以我们用谦虚、温柔、忍耐、互相宽容去克服。
So there's gentleness, self-control, and we have to work together.
而我们先带着感恩的心，我们看彼此。
And so with a thanksgiving heart, we look at each other.
我们成了弟兄姐妹。
We have become brothers and sisters.
是因为上帝的爱和恩典。
Because of God's grace,
我们去珍惜。
We treasure this.
我们还要去保守。
We do maintain it.
是这样子的。
This is so.
因为是圣灵做成的。
Because it's already there's unity already in the Holy Spirit.
然后这段经文讲到主耶稣上升，然后领受圣灵赐下在教会，所以跟彼得的讲法是一样的。
So here it says that Jesus ascended to heaven, received the Holy Spirit, and gave it to the church.
做什么呢？
To do what?
赐下有先知、有使徒、有教师、有牧师，各样的人各尽其职，彼此服侍，然后使我们像基督的身体。
To have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, so that we're all one, as one in the body of Christ.
而保罗知道说这个已经是事实了。
Paul says that this is already a reality.
虽然当时的教会是很小的，是少数人而已。
Although at that time the church was small.
但是你看看，你听听保罗讲什么。
But listen to what Paul says.
他说上帝能够叫一切所充满的充满我们。
He says that.
十九节。
To know His love, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
是因为上帝已经这样做了。
Because God has already done this.
然后神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And that God is able to fill us to the full.
然 那但愿他在教会中，在基督耶稣里得到荣耀。
And let glory be to him, through Jesus Christ.
2000年走过来。
2000 years we traveled.
你不觉得这个已经成为事实了
？Don't you think that this has become a reality?
当年只有120个人。
At that time, only 120 people were there.
今天信耶稣的人超过12亿以上。
Today there are many people in the world who have come to believe in Jesus.
这个还要再继续发展下去。
This continues to grow.
但是，在一个被圣灵重新创造、被圣灵充满的群体，做什么呢？
But what is a community that is spirit-filled?
我们看回《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look again at chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
41节开始。
Verse 41.
于是那领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物供用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods they gave to anyone as he had need.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里、在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美上帝，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
我们就是本着这样的一个事实。
We are waiting for this reality.
We based on this reality. 我们禧年堂就是这样的组织，我们整个禧年堂的这样的一个组织。
This is how we create the structure basis for Jubilee Church.
我们分区牧养。
We have zones to cater and look after our people.
我们敬拜事工。
Our worship ministry.
我们装备事工。
Our equipping ministry.
我们服侍的这个是侍奉事工。
Our serving ministry.
我们的社区这个服务。
And our community services.
你看一下我们的整个结构组织里面。
You see our structure and organization.
里面就是要像这样的一个理想，去把这样的一种生命去把它表达出来。
This is what we want to express our ideal picture.
但是我们还有很多。可以做的。
But there are many things that we can do.
我们还有很多要改进。
And many things that we can improve on.
我们还有很多要开发的。
And there are many things that we can develop.
希望弟兄姐妹。
And I hope that brothers and sisters.
我们今天一起领受主给我们这样的一个这样的一个心境，这样的一个图画。
Today, as we receive these words and this vision and inspiration from God.
这个是上帝的心意。
This is God's.Mine.
对我来说，神的旨意是很清楚的，我不用再等候的。
To me, God's purpose is very clear. I do not have to wait.
就在这样的一个图画的里面。
In such a picture,
我们做都做不完。
We can't even finish doing all the work listed here.
我们每个人都能够看到我们应该可以在哪里。
Every one of us can see where we are to be.
更何况教会已经把它变成一个很具体的，你可以怎么样去表达。
And the church has already created this structure for us.
我们还要在这样的这个事情上求主恩上加恩。
And we continue to ask for grace in all the work that we do.
力上加力。
To give us more.
我们要在新的这个一年，在新的这个前面，我们继续往这样的一个美好的神的心意来努力。
And in the coming year, we hope to work hard for God's work.
那么接着下来，我要跟大家来分享。过去一年我们在分区牧养的这样的一个事情上，我们企图做什么跟做了什么。
And in, I want to share with you the following about the serving in the different zones.
这个是我们所划分的这个会友所分布的这个地址，然后把它划分成这个区来牧养。第二章
This is how we divide the church members based on geography.
在这个2002年，我们的这个区会啊，要福音化。
We want to have a gospel teaching in our.
我们希望我们的这个弟兄姐妹能够分享福音的那种能力，能够加强。
We want to strengthen the ability to share the gospel in our brothers and sisters.
然后我们鼓励大家参加福音课 A 跟 B.
And we encourage people, everyone to attend gospel classes A and B.
然后我们的课也增加了。很多的这个课的这个机会
and we've given a lot of opportunities and increased the frequency of the classes.
甚至我们增加英语课
and we've also included English classes.
那么同时我们也鼓励小组整组呢参加
and at the same time we also encourage cell groups, the whole groups to attend.
那么我们达到的一个数字上的成就是什么呢
and what we've accomplished in terms of quality.
到目前为止，有超过一半以上的区会里面的小组的组员已经参加过这个课。
Currently, more than half the people in the zones have already attended the class.
但是这个只不过是一个起点。
This is only the beginning and starting point.
不是说上了课你就变得很厉害了。
It doesn't mean that after attending the class, you totally you know everything.
这个只是一个起点。
It is just the beginning.
我们希望说主让我们继续的在这个成长。
And we hope that God will allow us to continue to grow in this area.
那么第二项我们区所达到的呢，我们去想要深化这个区会的牧养。
And the second area that we want is to deepen our care for the members in each zone.
尤其是跟青少年这方面的这个衔接跟接触。
And especially to interact closer with the younger people in our pastoral zone.
那么去年我们跟这个青少年事工配合，至少整年有四次。每一个区都能够跟着他区里面的青少年呢有接洽有互动
and last year we had four opportunities to share together with the zone in coordination to the youth ministry to work and join up with the young people
也有一些的突破跟一些的这个进展 但是这也是一个开始
and we had some breakthroughs but this is also a beginning
接下来要怎么样更进一步
and how we were going to go on from here
那么在今年我们希望区呢能够在两方面继续来这个提升，一个就是全面的这个牧养。
This year our hope for the zone is to have more pastoral care for the zone.
就是跟现有的各个不同年龄的事工更加紧密的这个配合。
And to coordinate closer with the different age groups ministries.
直到这个我们的当中的弟兄姐妹呢，他们都更好的被关怀，跟被好的更这个鼓励跟带领。
So there's better care and for all the members.
那当然我们要提升我们的这种牧养的能力跟功能。
And also we want to increase our ability to pastor to the people.
所以今年六月我们有史以来第一次由教会主导主催的这个所谓牧养装备营。
So in June, this will be the first and inaugural Shepherd Summit to train and to coordinate care.
那么在牧养的这样的一个事情上面，我们有很多很多的困难。
We do have some problems in pastoral care.
因为现在的生活大家都感觉到是非常的不简单。
Because life nowadays is complex.
我们特别只提一件来大家关注跟这个关心。
I just want to raise one matter for everyone's
就是我们发现到现在很多年轻的这个弟兄姐妹
we find that today younger brothers and sisters
他们工作时间很长
because they have long working hours
经常出国公干
they travel frequently
有的甚至是一个月有一半的时间呢在外国
some would be overseas for half the time a month
我们有一些同工他搭飞机的次数比我做的事还多
some of our co-workers travel more on the airplanes thanthan for me to travel in taxis.
所以牧养有时候好像鞭长莫及，就是摸不到他们。
Sometimes just pastoring for them, they are so far away in far-flung regions.
但是我们不能够就说大家忙了就这样了。
But I think that just because we are busy doesn't give us an excuse not to care.
如果我们相信我们是圣灵所充满的，是上帝在当中要运行、要成就许多美事的话。
If we believe that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that God is among us and He wants to create many beautiful things,
让我们大家一起再向上帝祈求。
Then let us all pray together and ask God.
让我们胜过我们这一些人的这些障碍跟困难。
To overcome all these barriers of men.
让他的国跟他的义照样继续在我们当中成就。
And that his God's kingdom and his righteousness will continue to be accomplished amongst us.
我希望弟兄姐妹，今天你来在神的面前，我们大家一起来立志，一起来呢投入这样的一个事情。
And I hope brothers and sisters to continue to put our whole mind and body into work in this reality.
从下个星期开始。
From next week.
我们的会前祷告会。
Our prayer session before the service.
会转变
will change.
首先地点就会移到楼下副堂
firstly the venue will be changed to the hall downstairs.
那么时间是9:00 to 9:30
it's from 9 to 9:30.
那么方式也会改变
and the way we're going to do it is different.
我们完全就是祷告
we are just solely on prayer.
我们四个区牧一定会在那边带领跟大家一起跟你的区的弟兄姐妹一起来成为一个组或者两个组。
All the zone pastors will be there, and they will be there to form groups amongst the brothers and sisters.
我们每次会有人来跟我们分享一些祷告的事项。
And there will be people amongst us who will share prayer items.
那同时也有各自分组的时候，能够各自祷告的时候。
And there will be group sessions to share together and pray.
我们希望这个加大加宽这个祷告的这个层面。
We hope that with such a structure and model for prayer,
然后九点半到九点五十分会有一个特别的一个一个平台。
Then from 9:30 to 9:50 there will be a special platform.
这是为着我们接触更多的人，特别是在信仰的这些事情上面。
To allow us to share with more people, especially on religious matters.
我会每一个星期答一个问题。
For every week, I will answer one question.
下个礼拜要答的问题是为什么上帝要创造？
The question I'm going to answer is why does God want to create?
我们要专门答这一种不是问题的问题。
I'm going to answer such difficult questions.
但是使到我们能够多一个机会，我们分享，我们跟人能够来谈起这个信仰。
So that we are able to share better with non-believers.
这个是制造平台。
So this is just to create a platform.
所以这个是会前祷告的一些转变。
This will be some of the changes in structure before the service.
在今年跟在明年。
For this year and next.
我们有退休的，有转改卸下的，有转换的，许许多多的转变。
There will be many changes. Some people may be relinquishing their posts.
但是这些都不是问题。
These are not problems.
是我们继续在基于前人的这个成果，我们以一个新的，再有新人加入，来继续呢，让上帝成就更美更好的事。
This is to build on the basis of the work that has been done in the past, and to build forward and create new work forward.
我希望你跟我们一起来分享这一份期待跟这个期许。
And I hope that you will continue to work with us in all this vision.
让上帝在我们当中不断成就美事
，so that God will continue to fulfill His beautiful work amongst us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，愿你在我们身上，正如在基督的身上，得着你当得的荣耀。你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。让我们以感恩的。